This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 5 years ago today, President Obama put his signature on his signature piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act. And he had a fancy pen to do it with, too. In fact, he had 11 pens, actually, one for each letter of his name. AT Cross is the company that supplies pens to the White House. Chad Mullen is the CEO. Mr. Mullen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
How does one get to be the pen supplier to the president, as it were?
Well, I think it's a tremendous amount of history and a little bit of luck. The AT Cross Company has been around for over 169 years here in the United States. And really, since President Clinton, we've been selected by the White House to provide official pens for the president for a lot of his signing as well as gifting.
To give away to various luminaries, as it were.
Exactly. So there's really kind of two aspects to this. There is the actual bill signing where the president takes the pens that we provide, signs his name to enact the law. And interestingly, what he does is sign basically a letter of his name with each individual pen and then gives that pen to important sponsors and people that really help push the bill into his signature. And then the second thing is that the White House gives out mementos to people who come and visit, important people, and we participate in both those categories.
Is there a specific model or line of cross pen that he uses? Do you know?
President Obama uses a black Townsend. That style of pen from us has been the choice of President Clinton, President Bush, as well as President Obama. So the last three presidents have all used a different type of Townsend pen, but still that same basic style.
Can I buy them retail?
You can't buy the president's pen retail, but you certainly can buy that style. It's a black lacquered pen with rhodium appointments.
And how much is it going to run me?
It's about $150.
For a pen? Or does he get like a gross for that?
No, that's a pen.
Wow. Do they buy them, by the way, from you, the White House, or do you give them to them?
No, they absolutely buy them from us.
Are there other notables who use your pen? I mean, you know, the presidents and prime ministers and queens and all that?
Sure. We're proud that Queen Elizabeth used our pen in 2013 to sign the Commonwealth Bill. Manmohan Singh, the ex-prime minister of India, was a very devoted cross user and had a cross sterling silver century pen. It's our thin pen in his pocket. And if you look at a lot of the pictures, you'll see that peeking out of his pocket. President Walker, who you might say, who's that? It's the president from House of Cards, used our pen to sign the education bill in the first season of House of Cards.
A little product placement there, right?
A little product placement. Yeah, yeah. But we have lots of we like to call them thought leaders using the pen. And one of my favorite stories of our cross user is John Steinbeck. And we've got a letter in our archives. And John Steinbeck sent a note back to his editor saying that he's going to have to stop writing unless he can get some new cross pens and refills.
That's great. But you know, so that goes to a really interesting point. I mean, there is a certain visceralness to putting pen, actual pen, to paper. The Steinbeck story is a great example of that. But here we are now in an age where I've got an iPad and I take a lot of notes on it and I use a stylus or I use my finger. And are you worried about digital?
Yes, it's in our minds and we are absolutely looking at that. But I think the idea that handwriting is going the way of the buggy whip is not accurate. What we really see is a kind of a merging of what I would call traditional physical ink on paper with what you just described as the digital ink on a non-paper medium. And when those things are going to merge, and they're going to merge over the next few years, that's where we really see writing instruments and handwriting going.
Do you have a favorite model?
Personally?
Yeah.
Yes. I love our new Peerless product. It's even wider than the product that the president uses, and it's a big, meaty guy's pen.
And you probably get them for free, right?
I have a discount. I probably could hook you up, though.
Chad Mullen is the CEO of the AT Cross Company. They make pens for everybody, I guess. Mr. Mullen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Kai.